U.S. Forest Service team spokesman Dave Daniels says the big price tag is because the forest fire is in a national wilderness area.
Can't just drive to the fire because it's a wilderness area and there are no roads. The roads, if you will, have to do with waterways and lakes and portages and all the rest. And so for many of these crews, they've had to learn and be taught safe canoeing skills, believe it or not.
More than 900 firefighters were used at the two-month-old fire's peak, which is now 91% contained. Daniels, a retired Wisconsin DNR forester from Rhinelander, says the $21 million will be paid by the U.S. Forest Service.
It goes through Forest Service accounts, but at the end of the day, it's all of us taxpayers.
Eventually, Mother Nature is expected to finish this fire. Daniels says they've seen their first snowflakes today. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.